Welcome to the DSA Shifting Perspective podcast.
Hi, I'm Richard Bailey, and you are listening to a Shifting Perspectives podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today, I'm joined by Tash and Claire, who are best friends that live together in supported living. Tash and Claire are joined by their support worker, Steve, and we are all recording from our homes. So if you hear any noises, don't worry, it's just the sound of friends and family in the background, or even I've got a little dog here. He may bark. Both Tash and Claire work in the hospitality industry and have busy social lives. And as really close friends, they like to spend time together. And one of the things they both enjoy is keeping fit. In 2021, they decided to take part in the 21K Steps Challenge to raise money and awareness for the Down Syndrome Association. And we'll hear all about that today. So, hello, Tash.
Hello.
Hello, Claire.
Hello, Richard.
And hello, Steve.
Hello, Richard.
And this is the first time we've met, and I can see you on screen now, and you're wearing your fantastic Christmas jumpers, which look fabulous. So if you could please introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about yourself, and maybe, Tash, you could go first.
Okay. I'm Tasha. I've got my best friend, Claire.
Hello, I'm Claire. This is my best friend, Tash.
Hello, I'm Steve, and I support both ladies.
Great. Lovely. So introduction's done. That's fantastic. And as you mentioned, you are best friends. So maybe you could say how you met each other.
I met Claire in Concourse because my sister went to the same school with her sister in Lunside School. And that's where we know Claire for 20 years.
20 years. Wow. That's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know Tasha from club. Then my sister went to the same school with her sister.
So your sisters are good friends as well?
Yes.
We've been best friends for 20 years.
Oh, that's fantastic. 20 years is such a long time to be friends. That's brilliant. So why do you think your friendship is so special to you both?
She's kind, cheeky, lovable. Made me laugh sometimes.
All the time?
All the time, yes.
And Claire, what's the best thing about Tash?
Tash is funny. And helpful and cheeky.
Thanks.
And she's a good impressionist. We heard a bit of an impression earlier. Who was that you did earlier, Tash? Was that Pat Butcher?
I'm not Pat Butcher. I'm not that old.
But you could do a good impression.
But you could do an impression.
You could do a good impression, can't you?
What would your impression be? If I was Ricky, what would you say?
Go, my pub.
So is EastEnders one of your favourite programmes?
Yeah.
Yeah, what other characters do you like in EastEnders?
Oh, my favourite character is Ricky and Bianca.
And what about you, Claire? Do you like the soaps as well?
I'm not a big fan.
You're not a big fan?
I don't like the shouting and fighting.
You don't like the shouting and fighting?
Yeah.
There is a lot of shouting and fighting, isn't there? So we can hear Steve in the background there. So you live in supported living and Steve is part of your support staff. Can you tell us a little bit about Steve, your support staff and key workers and how they help you out?
He's happy, lovable, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yes. Sometimes we make jokes.
She's cheeky.
Who, me?
Yeah,
sometimes. Yes. I like Steve. He's kind, caring. Sometimes you get a bit cheeky.
And how does he help you out around the house?
We do.
Well, we help with keep fit.
We help do keep fit.
Going to the gym.
Go to the gym.
Help all your food.
Food. Yeah. All the food.
For the deliveries online.
Online.
What else do we do?
Cleaning. Cleaning.
Washing.
I do the banisters, the table, the floor.
Very good.
Yeah. And how do you divide up all the chores then?
We always take in turns.
Yeah.
You have a timetable, do you?
Yeah, timetable, yeah.
Timetable.
And so do you cook and eat together as well there?
Yes, we do, yes.
Yeah? What kind of things do you cook?
I cook lasagna or pasta or curry or sometimes maybe chicken fajitas.
Oh, yeah, nice. They're lovely.
Yeah.
Good. And what's your what do you like to do, Claire? What's your favourite thing
like,
to cook?
I like Chinese and I like curries and I like glass of wine.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Me too, in the weekends.
The weekends.
And all popcorn wine.
Yes, and popcorn on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's movies, yeah. We sometimes have a movie night as well.
Movie night, yeah. Wine and popcorn night.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you've got a great house there. Do you enjoy living there?
Yeah, yes, I do. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. All the nice staff as well.
That's brilliant. So, Tash, I understand you've worked at a Nando's restaurant.
I went to work 13 years.
How many years?
13 years.
Wow, 13 years. That's great, isn't it? What do you do there at Nando's?
I clean the tables, do your plates, sauces. I wipe the tables, chairs every day, make it all nice and clean.
That's brilliant. And do you enjoy doing it?
Yeah, I do all of my free food.
Oh, you like the free food? well, so Nando's are great because my daughter Billy Jo has just got a job at Nando's as well. So we should,
that's good.
Yeah, we should give a shout out to Nando's and So Claire, you volunteer at a cafe. Can you tell me about that one? What do you do there?
I do the till. Then I do paninis, and then I serve cake, tea and coffee and cake.
That's great. And do you enjoy working
I
there?
I get eat cake there.
You get free cake.
You love cake. Too much.
So you both get free food there, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. So how long have you been working there or volunteering at the cafe, Claire?
Since when it's open.
Well, this one is only just open because down to COVID, where Claire used to work. It closed, didn't it? It never reopened. That was a church hall. So we were lucky enough that Claire was offered another job, which is not too far away.
Yeah, with my mum taking me there.
Yeah.
So, we don't see that mark.
Yeah.
And got lots of friends that are still there as well, haven't you? So it's nice for you.
So you enjoy going there then? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. So what do you do together to relax in your spare time?
Foot cream.
I do massaging.
Massaging my feet, my hands.
Watching
nice Christmas films, relaxing.
What's your favourite film?
Christmas film.
Christmas films.
What's your favourite Christmas film?
Last Christmas.
My favourite is Elf.
Elf.
That's a good film, isn't it? Yeah. That's a funny one.
Or The Grinch.
Oh, you look like The Grinch. You're all in green.
You're Grinch sometimes.
You cheeky thing.
Claire and Tash are looking very festive, aren't you? You've got your Christmas jumpers on. And it's lovely. So, you like being pampered and you like films and relaxing in front of the TV. So what kind of hobbies do you like to do? I mean, is there any hobbies that you like doing?
Swimming, bowling,
cinema, eating at pub.
Well, they're great hobbies, especially eating at the pub. I like that idea.
Yeah.
So you're both into fitness. And
yes, we do.
Yeah, and you enjoy doing workouts most days?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So what kind of workouts do you do?
I do knees ups. I do the
plank.
Elbows. I always do a plank.
Plank.
Running. Walking.
And who do you have somebody to help you with this? Is there a class?
I don't with Steve and Leanna.
Mainly Steve.
Manny Steve. He's a main man.
He's a main man.
He keeps you fit, does he? Yeah, keeps you nice and fit. Yeah. And did you ever use the Down Syndrome Association's DS Engage Zoom dance classes and Pilates?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yeah?
Every Thursdays.
Yeah, and how are they? Are they good fun?
Good.
Yeah, what kind of things do they get you doing on those Zoom classes?
I'm doing Christmas music and a bit of pop music between.
And what are the Pilates sessions? Do you know what do you do there?
I do it on Fridays.
And is that good fun or is that quite hard work? It's good as well. Yeah. Lovely.
That helps that back a bit.
It helps my back a bit.
It's good for stretching, isn't it?
Your posture.
My posture.
Yeah. It's very good. Nice stretching.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
And what about the, with the dance class, you like, what do you like? Spotlight?
Yes, spotlight, yeah.
That's where the session starts and it, because it's on Zoom, the spotlight then just goes on to Tash. So Tash will do all the dance moves and all the other people that are following that day copy Tash. And then she's on it for a couple of minutes and then somebody else goes on it and they're on the spotlight and then Tash has to copy them. So it's great fun as well.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that sounds great. So you'll get your moment to do your own dance moves.
Yeah.
You're a star.
I am. I'm a good dancer.
I know you are.
And you.
And thanks.
So you're clearly very fit, both of you, and in 2021, you were inspired to take part in the Down Syndrome Association's 21K Step Challenge for World Down Syndrome Day. Yeah. So how did you hear about that challenge?
I wanted to do it because my sister done her Down Syndrome Association for people with Down Syndrome, and my sister done a marathon for it, and I wanted to do it.
Ah, so your sister did a marathon. Wow, fantastic.
Yeah,
so she kind of inspired you to do the 21K step, yeah?
Yes.
That's great. So how did you train for it?
We do keep fit every day.
Keep fit every day.
Walks. Running. Dancing.
Get our clothes ready for the next day.
Yeah, and did you have help getting prepared for the challenge?
Yes.
Was Steve helping you? Was he getting fit as well?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
We got all our T-shirts, didn't we, from the Down Syndrome Association?
My Down Syndrome Association T-shirts, I've got that in my room.
You still wear them, don't you?
Yeah.
Still do your dance classes.
I've done my dance classes, yeah.
And I've lost weight.
Oh, you lost weight?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, they've done very, very, very well, Richard. They've done fantastic. Claire, how much weight have you lost?
1.5 down.
That's fantastic, Claire. Well done.
And then I've lost...
It's just over a half a stone.
Half a stone.
That's great as well, Tash. Well done. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're continuing and you both continue doing your keep fit as well. So
yes,
in a funny way, it's sort of helped us out, hasn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
All this lockdown business, we've been sort of stuck indoors and we've kept ourselves fit.
Yeah.
And look at us now.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
His jumper's not tight.
Looking
anymore.
Good.
No.
<I know. Yeah. laughs>
So how far did you walk in total then?
21K.
I think in total it was 20. I think it was about
26.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Thought so it was a bit more.
Two long walks.
Two days. 2 days.
Yeah.
I was talking about having tea biscuits with a nan.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we've done a pit. We pit stopped at your
at my nan's house to get tea biscuits.
For a bit.
Yeah.
Then I saw my mum there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, well, you need tea and biscuits, don't you?
Yeah.
So you managed to keep each other going and keep motivated.
Yes.
So. When you had completed this fantastic 21K step challenge, how did you feel and how did you celebrate?
I was achy. I had a
foot bar and I had a bath, not a hot bath, and a glass of champagne.
Lovely. Glass of champagne. Did you have a glass of champagne as well, Tash?
Yes, I did.
Lovely.
A large one.
Yeah.
So lots of relaxing afterwards. And how did you feel? Did you feel proud about the achievement?
I was very proud and good.
Yes, and I smashed it.
And I smashed it.
You smashed it. Yeah, that's right. Well, you did, didn't you? That's, well done. Yeah,
but the girls didn't really think that they could do it at the beginning, did you?
No.
But with all that hard work that you've done. All that training that you've done.
Yes.
It's fantastic. It paid off.
Yeah.
It paid off.
And you've done really, really well.
Yeah.
And the first day was a bit tough.
Yeah.
And the second day was okay.
It was okay, but aching.
but you did smash it.
I smashed it.
You smashed it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So, and how much money did you raise?
I think it was just over 1,000. It was 1,200.
That's amazing. That's fantastic, guys. Yeah. Really well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That must feel great, raising that kind of money.
Yeah.
So after completing this incredible challenge, do you have any other ideas for fundraising challenges for next year?
I want to do the swimming challenge.
Yeah.
This is just an idea that the ladies are saying for maybe next time they could do, instead of a walking one, they can do a swimming one. Nothing's been sort of arranged yet. But
no.
I see.
Maybe that could be something that you ladies
can do.
Can do, yeah.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
21 lengths.
21 lengths.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll be able to organise something like that. That sounds like a great idea. Because you enjoy swimming a lot.
Yeah, I do. I love my swimming.
Ah, that's lovely. So it sounds like you've got a lot to look forward to as friends. Yeah. And can you tell our listeners, because, you know, I think they can already hear that you've got a great friendship, but can you tell our listeners what is the key to a wonderful, lasting friendship like yours? They're looking at each other now. I put you on the spot, haven't I?
Do you argue?
No.
Sometimes we do, not always.
Not always, no.
Do you?
Sometimes she'd moan.
Not always, no.
But do you find each other's company good?
Yes.
Do you enjoy being with each other?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you both help each other and support each other as well?
Yes, we do.
Make me laugh.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I'm drinking.
Oh, we're drinking. Yeah. Glass of rosé. Share a glass of rosé together at the weekend.
Yeah.
Why not? Definitely. All right. So finally, is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners?
Is there anything else that you want to say? You've been very polite.
Yes.
Funny. That's it.
Yeah.
Couldn't have asked for much more.
No.
How about you, Steve? What would you like to say? Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I'm just very, very proud of both the ladies here. They're a bundle of fun. Keep me on my toes.
Yeah.
And it's a joy to be working with the ladies. It really is. So
and
I'm looking bored.
And then my dad bought us one each.
Oh, your dad's.
My dad, yeah. He got me a wine, and Claire and Steve.
A bottle of champagne after the walk.
Yeah.
Her dad brought us that to celebrate. So we all sort of sat and drank, didn't we?
Yeah.
Lovely. Got your feet up and had some bubbles in celebration.
Well deserved, wasn't it? That was a great afternoon.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But, going back to it, an absolute joy to work with the two ladies and the other two ladies that also live at the home. So it's great. It's really a good job to be in.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you both so much for talking about your busy lives.
Thank you.
And for giving us an insight into the special friendship that you have.
Yeah.
And it's been a real... did you say Elton John?
You say I'm Elton John because I look 74. I'm not 74 at all. I'm not 74.
He's 48.
So why did you call him Elton John then?
Oh, Steve.
It's a new nickname for him.
A new nickname.
Yeah.
They brought me some funny glasses and we had a dance season, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had a party. They brought me some glasses.
Yeah.
And they little star ones. And when I put them on, they said, "Oh, you look like Elton John." And I thought, and ever since then, they've called me Elton John. And then for some reason, the 74 is now. I don't know where that's come from.
Oh, that's lovely. That's fantastic. Listen, I can see the ladies on camera and they're absolutely cracking up with laughter at the moment. It's fantastic. I can see that you're going to have a lot of fun in that household. So as I say, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you both, and I wish you all the best with whatever fundraising challenge you take part in next.
Thank you,
and goodbye, Tash, and goodbye, Claire, and goodbye, Steve.
Bye, Richard. Thank you.
Great, thank you, guys. My name is Richard Bailey, and you have been listening to a Shift in Perspectives podcast brought to you by the Down Syndrome Association. You can listen to more of the series by going to the DSA website or by searching on Spotify, Audioboom, or one of the other podcast platforms.
Please subscribe and tell your friends about us. Thank you very much for listening.